Blog Talk Radio.
At Farmers, we've seen almost everything, so we know how to cover almost anything, even a UFH2O.
That's really not good.
It happened August 14th, 2008, and we covered it. Talk to Farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is Lois Shaw, a.k.a. Lady of Love, presenting you Verbal Strongholds. This is a product of WBNN. This is the 1-0-N-E host intern show, and I am your host, Lois Shaw. We're airing from Lagos, Nigeria. Call-in number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. In my travels, I met a certain man, and he talked for there was a walk to accomplish to reach the same destination. I believe he was sent to impart a confirmation. As we walked, he engaged his mental briefly to pay a compliment and then imparted wisdom in duality. The second impartation stood up in my spirit on this morning, causing serious alarm. I had dismissed all of him, or so I thought. Audio touched my mental ear afresh. The warning sense read, "Warning, guard your mind against mental thieves." Wow. The parable of the Good Samaritan visited my conscience. My pen is the door to the expressions of my heart, or to keep it known, my mind. Do I express my thoughts and count it joy when they comfort those that wish to try them on and do? I must array in ninja thought and guard myself against what is pinched without conscious consideration. On spiritual warfare duty now. Have a blessed day. Continue to love.
All right, Lois. Wonderful rendition of something that's near and dear to our heart. We go to your second piece, and then we're going to enjoy the sounds of Lee Morgan. This is intern Lois Shaw. The mic is yours.
Thank you. When I think of your goodness, my soul cries, hallelujah, praise your holy name. I could have been lost or dead, but I received your sacrificial blood offering for me. I am so blessed and highly favored of your precious Savior. You never left my side. There were times I walked in silence as your loving hand guided me against many dangers, toils, and snares that I stand to testify how you led me all around, each and every one. Right there I put thank you. The snares I know today were from my test to teach, the lessons of my gained experiential degree. I tore the fabric of my heart, but praise you, Father. Your eternal love mend, reinforced, and solidified every fiber and placed the whole heart within this earthen vessel. Lord, I praise you. I have encountered many afflictions and disappointments that would have toppled most and some more. Each and every one, you lifted me out of them with your mighty hand and the total of my faith in you. In my distress, you quickly hear my cry, and your love seals every leak, fortifying me whole. Bless you, loving Father. I shed tears of joy for you, and I find the greatest of all loves, and you have taught me the tenets and constitution of agape love. I adore you, Adonai, the everlasting arm of eternal love. You instructed, let that offended spirit die quickly, and with me it can't live long. God help me to teach this the more. I know my head in your precious holy, in your presence, Holy One. I nod my head in your presence, Holy One, and worship you. Now we go to our music break. It's always right when it's real. The truth of your heart is so better received and considered as opposed to fleshy games, breeding an unhealthy soil for friendship. Friends are the rudiments for relationship. Slowly weighing the content gathered in the moments spent with getting to know and understand someone is wise. Rushing into situations can prove an unfavorable ending. Our friendship is as it should be, of course. Being very slow, not given to a fast pace. The table of contents is being read. The highlights are viewed. A page turned in interest of a word from a heading. Gathering to define a friendship is more important than the first glances. Although Divine shows us things ahead of time when he is involved, and a glance may be total recognition.
There you go. Okay, go ahead.
I looked at myself beside myself. I started the conversation with time, for it will be he who will definitely walk time with me to the gates of eternity. I felt maybe I have spent too much of his value on situations and people who had no measure to help me or even care for real about me. Time, do I apologize for the vast waste of you? When I study my journey, I think it wasted not, for every step as I reflect was a course of learning and growth. Information gained is worth more than an amount of treasure. Wisdom applied to my library of wise can't be extracted and made null. Personal growth, there is no compare. I am where I should be on the highway of life. I may have had some pause and delay. I needed that deep evacuation for knowledge's sake. Seeking ye shall find. I sought, I found. This has been added to my information center, supporting as I teach among my beloved. The delays are what I want conciled with time. Time waved me forward. I tried on. There is none to reconcile. And now, next we will hear an International Radio Hall of Fame track from our broadcasting legend, Brother O. Thank you. Caller one in queue. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this evening on the Verbal Strong?
Nobody but nobody and none other than Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicle. Lois Shaw, welcome to ONE and the Golden Shelf. You know, doing pretty good over here. You know, you sound so serene today, and the aroma you give off from your porch smells so good. It smells like pure sport, like Old Spice. You know, it's that biofreeze of the mind that keeps you here, keeps you going, like Ursa. Yeah. How you doing tonight?
I'm excellent tonight, and thank you so much for coming over, supporting my show.
You know what? You know I was coming over to support my favorite PM partner. You know what I'm saying? I definitely was going to come over here, you know. Been busy all day like usual, you know. So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
How you doing, though?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I had a rough day because I was by myself, but, you know, I'm
so
good.
Let me ask you a question. How does it feel and how do you feel being over here at ONE?
It's a brand new experience.
Different from any kind of experience that you ever experienced, huh?
It's a brand new one, you know. It's classy, you know. You hear my music.
Yeah.
It's classy, you know.
Yeah,
silent.
And it's not all the clutter and the same old thing, you know. That's what the beauty
right.
about ONE. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad to have you over here. You know,
Thank you so much for you being here.
Appreciate you so much. You know, keep up the good work. Do your thing over here. You got wings, so fly. You know what I'm saying? Fly. This is where you're going to fly over here. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So just fly. You know, it's nothing to be done wrong over here. Just take your wings and fly. You know? I had an opportunity to come over here, man, and the thing of it is that you have the freedom to do and say what you will, and whatever your mind says that you can say, say it. Don't be afraid, because there's nothing to be afraid of. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, nobody can say that you said something wrong, because those are your thoughts. So do your thing. Just come on over here and just open up and wild out over here. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're here for. Wild out over here. Okay.
Uh-huh. A poetry haven.
Yes, it is. Most definitely. Most definitely it is. That is for sure. Absolutely.
I'm so glad that you're here. Knowing that you're in the wings, you know, makes it a little more comfy, you know.
Yeah, you'll find that the more shows you do, the longer you'll get comfortable, the better you'll get comfortable over here, you know. And then you can open up and just be you 100%. You know, you can joke, spit poetry, and you know. Get a lot of information. Let me tell you, over here you get a lot of information. So, you know, that's the beautiful part about this platform over here. You get a lot of world events and world views over here. You got a very good lineup of people over here in ONE. So, yeah, this is the place to be, really. It is. You know,
The few shows that I have heard, these are very strong and powerful people. You know, they're ordinary people, but they're strong and powerful, and that makes it so great. Just makes it great.
Yeah, Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a free platform. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're free to speak. You know, free to speak within a limit. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's just,
I think
beautiful over here.
Ngozi and the panel and the board of persons that make the selection for putting us on this platform, the internship, mm-hmm. you know. And I just mm-hmm. thank them for seeing me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God put me in their vision for a purpose, and I'm going to fulfill that purpose.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Boston. It definitely was a pleasure, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much for coming by.
Of course. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Continue warring for me in the spirit, you know, as I elevate.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Okay. We've got another caller in queue. So
Hi, Lois. This is Jerry Petito. How are you?
I'm excellent, Jerry.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm on a little break, and I just wanted to call in to congratulate you for coming on board, to welcome you into the O&E family, and I just wanted to show a little bit of support tonight for you.
I appreciate Jerry. That's heartfelt and loving to do that.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm enjoying myself, believe it or not. I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
This is a grand place. This is a grand stage, you know.
Yes.
I heard about it, but I didn't know it was so spectacular. You know, there's a lot
it's
in here. You know. Yeah,
yes,
there's
girlfriend.
A lot.
It is spectacular, yes.
Yeah, it's nothing to sneeze at. I'm like, oh my goodness, where was I? Did I miss out? Did I miss this? You know.
No, I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much.
So
you're
welcome,
a blessing. Sweetie. Thank you. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Jerry.
So are you, girlfriend?
All right.
So are you? All right, honey.
Thank you. Okay. Until again. She came on to his shores in the summer of his October, bringing with her an excitement that delighted his artistic charm. He was taken by her mysterious manner, but knew it to be the substance that made her so sexy to him in so many ways. He saw her as the connected to his spiritual man realm. Adorning her with prows uttered from his floral arrangement, perfumed in his spectacular verbal ascension of his expressed love for her. Light from her soul reflected in his mirrored gaze as light opened the path of darkness, claiming the dark for her own lighted space. She lingers in his soul and not in a rush, but softly penetrating the layers, bringing sweet nectar of her pure heart to cushion every thrusting blow from life. A quiet spirit caused apprehension in small millimeters on his intellectual conscious sphere. Remedying him of her, of their committed commune that was birthed in sacredness upon a much different geometric, more complex than common mathematics. She laid bare before him, as did he, without natural voice for the mental surrender of his consonants as they spoke to her personally. She saw him eons ago, nestled and calm in her infrared solutions. His scent married her soul, she tastes him as just a breeze bears his uncorruption. She holds him ever so closely. I watched you look into my eyes as if what you saw in my soul would vanish. Concentration on what you know has parted your silent lips, approaching her from your cosmic arch. Smiles erupt in my skyline from my thoughts of you, for our carnal baptism is lofty. Our instruments of application are flesh that transcends time and commands space to expand her area fully. We have lived multiple orbits to find the charters of our loving unison, not formed by the chapters and dictates of contamination. Alas, my dear love, we linger deep in posture of eternal love. From it we came forth. I saw you kissing and hugging. Yes, it looked like something I would like to do. Time would have to permit that, but I saw you. And there was a passion. I had no clue visual would plant a long-term seed in me then that would last full-blown to present. She was always pretty to me. I adored you. Both of you smothered me with love's attention every day. Maybe that's why I'm so void of understanding the coldness I find in this world today. The heat of your love for each other was my induction to raw love. What I see today, lovers, is far from it. I fell into some places that was all wrong for me to be real. Me totally was so misunderstood. Beautiful, regal lovers from another time, I thank you. You gave out of your abundance to love. It went beyond just our tree. Every one you touched adored you both. I have these burning memories that will one day be shared in a purposeful, loving way with him. You took her dancing, and when you returned, the heat of your excitement glowed on your faces. She was short. You were so tall. I love that length in my man. You cut the padding. I can only smile there. She was small, feet and hands with long hair. You both were taller than me then. Now I know how small she was. I'm her carbon. That heat for each other was burning as I matured. You would hide from me. Now I know what you were doing. My movie trips were to give you that time, King, as you adored your precious queen. Just had some flashbacks. Lovers of the age of real, thank you a thousand times for keeping me fleshy, developing real and infused with pure love. And now we will go to a music track, a track by our international internet radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O.
Thank you.
brother always burning up the tracks with his beautiful jazz. I'm telling you. Caller 3 is in queue. Caller 3, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this evening?
Your homegirl, your sister, and your friend. I'm enjoying you. Hey, I'm calling to congratulate you. And I'm happy you're on this journey. It's taking you in a new direction. And I pray that you stay strong and continue on the path that you're going and the task that you have been given.
Thank you so much. You know what that requires? That requires y'all to get behind me and pray for me. And pray for me.
Well, you know that's what I do anyway.
This, this noonday devil knew this was coming and threw all kinds of rocks and mud and tried to get my nice white socks all messed up and stuff, you know. But God had another plan, you know.
That's it.
And he moved me right out of the way.
That's the way he works. I just stopped by to let you know that I'm here. I'm supporting you like I told you I would be. And I pray Godspeed, and I'll continue to pray for you. Continue that all those boulders and whatever else is thrown in your way, that they be removed, that you can just sidestep and keep on going in stride.
That they're dissolved, you know, that they're dissolved.
Yes.
Whatever the enemy's got planned, that God has another plan, and they will be dissolved. This is this is my longtime friend. We're hometown girls. Deborah Jones McDonald. During the summer, we had an opportunity to meet in the city and have lunch and just, you know, had good conversation and so forth. I appreciate you, and I want you to know that. Thank you so much for being who you are.
Thank you for being who you are.
Yeah,
and for shining the light. And
thank
for shining the light.
Thank you, darling. Stay in the light. It's a beautiful light. You know, come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. You know, it's always there. We just have to look up and live. I don't want to stop this healing flow, for if I did, she would lose you. Sitting here with my feelings and emotions touching you as they appear in each heartbeat, penetrating your soul. I know you feel me, even if you sleep. My energy is so high. In this moment, I sense your motion as you do when I spoon you, coming out of my deep sleep, connecting my physical with my love. Let me keep you forever near me, love. I can't get you out of my mind. I don't want to vacate my thoughts. I've signed the deed to my heart and notarized it with my soul to you. We exchange souls and hearts. Now, sweetly, have we grown in this garden of fresh bloom. Wherever in my heart I hear, I need to see you. Words pouring from his soul of purity, not worried that his voice shook from the intensity of his conveyance as tears poured from her eyes onto her breast. She wants to devote her comforting warmth to him. You have uttered many things of marvelous importance, but this lavender spill streaming into that place in my core hypnotized me. I think of you, and your essence fills my atmosphere thick and unimpregnable by any other source. Your will to touch me at any given moment interrupts my attention, yet in it I smile. Intelligence touched the lips of my understanding as we shared levels of wisdom. Your desire to have me, I know, becomes like electric currents surging through your body that you must satisfy with our consensual offering. Those moments are heavenly. I breathe love from the sensations of your touch, fingering my hand, resting deep in the pocket of your secure palm. Now, We have tracks by our international Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Have your day. Clean. Caller number four in queue. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this evening on the show?
Hello. Yes, hi. How are you this evening, Miss Shaw?
I
hope you can hear me. I'm like out and I definitely want to call in tonight.
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, this is Chinchilla Demetia, and I'm a host on this network as well. And I just want to congratulate you on your first show for your internship.
Yeah. My maiden voyage. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, yes. And I've been enjoying listening to you tonight. And I hope to continue to hear you on the WBNN network.
Oh, my God. This is just wonderful. This is too delicious. This is good eating. I appreciate you. Humble gratitude I have. I appreciate your coming by and to support me in this manner. You know, I'm relaxing. I'm getting there. I'm relaxing. I'm stumbling a little bit, but that's to be expected, I'm sure. I was listening to you last night, you know, but I got in late, you know, but I was still listening, you know. And the few times that I've heard you, I enjoy you too.
Okay. That's awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. So again, welcome and continued success for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep me in prayer. That's the key. Keep me in prayer. Keep pushing that prayer. You know, we can overcome all kinds of obstacles. Smiling. As I move through the garden of your sacred love, I touch the soft of your open heart. You held my hand with smooth accuracy, influencing my freed confidence. I searched the beauty of your soul as you revealed each solid golden drop, placing it well inside my heart. Loved eternal treasure she holds. The majestic literature of your many catalogs created to share with me was evident the first night we shared our diamond vow. I reached levels of accept as your second and third volumes unfold. I savor the scent that fills my room when I venture in your halls, the mental stimulation that penetrated my mind so long ago continues impartations in my mind's waiting ear. I know without a charming doubt, my loving magnolia is ever near. The warmth of your hand against my cheek, reassuringly comforting my spirit with genuine direction of kind. Commencing in the flow of ardent no, every mental motion executed with adoration and sweet, never a broken bone in word. Loving from a throne of gold, my treasure in earthen suit. I look into our we and will forever see our love that is clear as our beloved crystal lake, deep and sweet in our shared magnolia. Now I turn verbal strongholds over to Ngozi Todd.
Well, first of all, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lois Shaw, for what you've done for us on this constant basis and what we try to do with garnering mentorship exclusively for the great people that should be here, right here on these WBN wonderful communications. I thank Lois Shaw. She's been doing this for over 10 years, so she's not a newbie to the internet world, but she goes through the process, and it shows humility and understanding. Anyone that understands what really broadcast is all about, it's Lois Shaw tonight, and I appreciate her right now here. And, of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest, and on Facebook at Ola Dela Malewa Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight, Ola Dela Malewa Ngozi, of course, at a new level of greatness, and that is stop.network. We, you know, that's going to be our TV network coming very, very close and true in June. And, of course, Ola Dela Ngozi at my.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the listeners at Armed Forces Radio Network. Join us and in for tomorrow's program, the wonderful Chef Yosef, and eating on a spiritual level at WBNN, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, www.blogtalkradio.network.com. And let's end our program tonight with a person that has really, you know, moved us tonight with her poetry and spoken word, the wonderful Lois Shaw. You have 2 minutes and 17 seconds left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
Another poem?
No. No. Well, if you want to do it, that's fine. But, you know, it's your final thoughts tonight.
Oh, my final thoughts. I'm in awe. I'm in awe. I just elevated. Got to see if I can count how far I went up. Because you have given me my crowning glory here on earth, just choosing me to come and to your organization. It's not an organization. Choosing me to come into your family of broadcasters is an honor and a humbling gratitude I submit to you. Thank you ever so much.
We thank you so much, Lois.
What's your name? Jerry Petito and Chinchilla. And, of course, my collaboration partner, Mr. Boston, and my friend, my hometown girl, Debbie Jones McDonald, came to see about their friend. You know, and that brings tears. That, you know, because they could have been doing something else. They have to come here, you know. And I appreciate them so much. And Chinchilla, thank you for your welcoming words, your warm welcoming words to me for my maiden voyage. That's how I like to feel about it. It was my maiden voyage on ONE Radio. Thank you.